I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
See, this is a scary. This is one of the scariest headlines ever. Man finding a 5-foot rattlesnake in his toilet.
Nah, it's no good. We can't have that.
And how do you know that it's not just somebody left some, a little piece behind when it's just sticking its head out
probably
a little bit?
Probably because the rattle.
Well, no. Oh, my God. This is the worst thing ever. How can you have...
Have you ever thought about that?
Like, yes!
Snake, I have too. That's why it's so terrifying.
Well, and the guy that's coming in here now is the most terrified person I've ever seen of snakes. If there's like a little garden snake, Fox, Martin Fox.
Oh, yeah.
He's bringing us, by the way, he's bringing us chachos because he's just a good person.
I'm not a big snake fan either.
No.
How many people are?
Are you kidding? There are people that will go and grab a snake and they don't have any qualms.
I see him on YouTube with the, their hands. Have you ever?
And what about the little kid that's riding the snake, the little in diapers?
Wait, how many rabbit holes do you get on YouTube?
I get into a couple, but I not
one
like,
of the rabbit holes I've been in is like snake charmers and snake handlers in India
who
I'm like, what are you? They'll just sit there in a giant pit of cobras, a giant pit of cobras walking around. I'm like, and then they just see a cobra and they just slap it on its head and then they just grab it and throw it in a basket. And then they're walking around like they don't have a care in the world of cobras. And I'm talking about Indiana Jones style pit of cobras. Don't have a then here's a related video. Click. There's the guy who's in a ring with like three different cobras, and he's sliding around on the ground, and there's all these tourists standing around in Thailand, and he'll smack a cobra on the head and then he'll grab it by the tail and pull it around. And I'm just thinking, and of course, it eventually, at some point, gets to related video. Oh, man bitten on face by cobra. I'm like, click. And I have to click that,
And that's
too.
What you do all day here instead of looking at...
No, I don't really have a choice. I got
Division III safeties.
I've got to get 200 players done in 7 weeks. It's 7 days a week. It's going to be 10 hours a day of just football. There is no other option. I can't even get on rabbit holes. When I do have free time... Rabbit holes, fight video rabbit holes, like karma videos for bullies. I had one with Jamaican dance hall videos at one point where people go, have you ever seen those things? Where people, I know Dell's seen them. You dive off of, like, it's usually really skinny guys, a little bigger girls, and they go jumping off of, it's almost like wrestling. They jump off of tables, fly through the air and then land and then just start gyrating. You gotta see these videos. You can't stop watching. Related. Click, click, click. I hate that YouTube's intuitive now. And they, hey Lance, you know how you saw this Russian dash cam video? Here's another one you might want to see with lightning involved. Like, those are my two nemesis.
You're
lightning and
dash cams.
Oh,
you hate lightning too.
Hate lightning.
Lightning or snakes?
Well, I've already said.
Or rats, or giant rats.
I 100% am going to get killed by a lightning strike. I already know it. It's not even, I won't even debate it.
So you see,
I'll get killed in my 50s by a lightning strike. I already know.
Just like godless, you know how you die.
I didn't know that's the thing, but yes, if that's what it is, yes, I know.
You haven't
know.
Seen God? You're not on Godless
not
yet?
Not yet, not yet.
Godless is pretty
damn
good.
I'm too busy right now, but I will be on it, but I just finished Black Mirror, but I know I'm going to get killed by a lightning strike. I already
was
know
Black Mirror so season any good?
Yeah, it was good. It was just, it was a little different. I mean, it's, Black Mirror is, man, it's just so dark. It just is so, it just basically talks about, everything is about how technology, it just shows you that technology is not so great all the time. And all the things that we want to have, like everything that they have on Black Mirror, it's futuristic, but you feel like, I could see this happen. I could see this thing coming out where you can save your memories or whatever. Like, I could see this being a thing in the future. I could see this. And then they tell you, oh, yeah, and if this does happen, here's the worst thing that could possibly happen because of it. Like, I don't want the future to happen. Can we just get rid of the internet, please? And just go back to reading newspapers.
Del, are you done with Peaky Blinders yet?
Yeah, I finished season 4.
Were we right or not?
On Adrian Brody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah, I'm glad. I won't say anything, but I'm glad what happened.
Yeah.
Just because I was done just listening to that.
Is the series over? It looked like it was over to me.
No. They've already said season 5.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Did you see Nick Sciarra with his Peaky Blinders hat the other day?
Oh, he was following in Lance's footsteps.
Who is that?
Nick Sciarra. He's a
what? Come on.
Meet the team.
See, this guy is ridiculous,
oh,
man.
Oh, Nick, who works. I didn't know his last name was Sciarra.
It's Sciarra.
Yeah, I saw the hat.
Yeah.
It looked dope.
Of course you like it.
Mm-hmm. No, it was. I thought he had a razor blade in there. He was Peaky Blinders.
He could.
You know, you don't know.
He could.
All right, let's catch up on break. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. On ESPN 97.5, you're more than welcome. You want to talk about your Rockets? 5-point dogs tonight. Mm-hmm. If James Harden was here, what would you think?
One and a half-point dog. I think James worth at least 4.
I think it'd be about a pick.
Yeah, you
I think
you'd right.
go either way with
Is
that
James
one.
James worth 5 points? He should be. Yeah. He averages 32
yeah.
a game.
Yeah. yeah. I think he's worth at least 5
that's
points.
Boy, that's a ton, isn't it? In the NBA, one guy's worth 5 points on a point spread.
That is a
that's
ton.
A lot.
That's a lot of points.
That's more than a quarterback.
Not more than. Okay. Deshaun? Is Deshaun worth more? Now that Garoppolo's gone, Brady drop off is traumatic.
Who's? I don't even know who they have.
And Ben's drop off. Landry Jones is. Anyway, but Deshaun's drop off. I think if you saw the Texans this year after about 3 or 4 games without Deshaun, you go, "Oh, he's worth way more than 5 or 6 points."
Yeah.
When they're scoring 33 or 7,
double digits like every game. Yeah.
Time to talk about Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. Speaking of Adrian Brody and his adaptation, it just horrible. What I need you to do is call Jeff Aronoff and get that new vanity. Or that new countertop, whatever it is that you need, Jeff Aronoff is ready for you. I was with him this past weekend over at the Golden Nugget, and trust me, he needs money after that weekend. He needs you to call him. He needs you to start the process. As I mentioned before, he's got somebody from Pearland that has that said, "Hey, listen, I need your help." And Jeff said, "Well, I'm going to get over there. I'll help you out, brother." Not a problem. What I need you to do is go to mybookie. Is call Jeff Aronoff and let him come to your. Well, go to mybookie.ag, win the money, and then put in that new outdoor patio. That's what you can do. What you need to do is call Jeff Aronoff and let him come and see the entire situation and put in an entire kitchen for you, or that tile for that pool, or that fireplace, or whatever it is that you're building. You can put the countertops on that new playroom after you're rebuilding after the storm. I need you to go give him a call at 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. 20% off because you heard it right here. Living too fast, dropping the dip in the stash. In Italy, got too far,
they DM me. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I saw that. Lamont said it. He loves Jamaican dance hall. All right, Pro Football Focus put out their first team. All pro team. Let's see if you can guess. Who's quarterback?
Well, they like to be smarter than everyone, so it's probably like, you know, somebody way off the charts, like Russell Wilson or whatever.
No, it's who you think.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brady. They have Matt Ryan as their second team, though. That's a little off the charts. I would have thought...
Matt Ryan.
I would have thought Russell Wilson, the way he played this year.
You know, Russell's numbers were kind of out of necessity. Let me ask you this. If Russell Wilson's throwing 34 touchdowns, has something gone terribly wrong? I think so. Look at their season. They didn't make the playoffs. If they're not running the ball, Russell's one of those guys you don't want having to throw that much.
Yeah, but their defense wasn't the same this year because of the injuries either.
And I'm a big Russell Wilson fan, but...
Well, he did all he could, though. I mean, with that offensive line...
Now, he also hangs on the ball a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Running backs.
If it's Pro Football Focus, it's not going to be Kareem Hunt, is it?
No.
Yeah, I knew it.
It's obvious.
Oh, Todd Gurley.
Yeah, Gurley.
And is there a second one?
Their second team isn't. It's Pro Football Focus, so it's Deion Lewis.
Shocking. They're the smartest guys in the room, Pro Football Focus.
Well, Deion, though, for what he did, though, was pretty damn good this year. But, come on, Le'Veon Bell or whatever. Whatever. And their wide receiver...
They don't have Jarvis, do they?
No. No, they got Nuke? Who you think, Antonio.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Oh, Antonio was spectacular.
Yeah, was he that spectacular statistically?
Yeah. And Julio Jones is the other guy. Keenan Allen finished second, and so did Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas is a beast now.
I mean, I guess he's spectacular. He did have 53 yards. He had 9 touchdowns this year. 101 catches, that's pretty good.
Yeah, 1,500 yards.
Antonio Brown is just killing the game for 5 straight years.
He missed 2 games and he had 1,500 yards.
And we're talking 5 straight years where Antonio Brown has been over 12, not just 1,200 yards receiving, 1,499, 1,698, 1,834, 1,284, and 1,533.
Yeah.
Is he going to go down in history as...
He's having a Hall of Fame.
Top three all-time greats?
Yeah.
I mean, do you see any signs of him slowing up?
No.
What round, what draft pick, what round was he?
Oh,
remember?
That's Marty Herney feels like it's the worst mistake he ever made. We did a show with him in Vegas, and he said...
Marty Herney, the
Panthers, he loved him. And
what do you mean you did a show with him?
We were in Vegas,
yeah,
and we did this show, me and Sean and... Marty Herney and who else was up there? I forget. But we were on a stage and people came to the Palazzo and to their sports bar. And we just sat up there and talked about different stuff. And Marty Herney said, the biggest mistake I ever made was passing on. Antonio Brown was a sixth rounder.
Was he sixth or fifth?
I thought he was a sixth rounder.
He says he lacks the size that teams
Yeah, everybody.
For.
And but he loved him. He said, I wanted to take him in the fourth. And I passed, and then I passed again, and I'm like, oh, my God. And look at the guy he is.
So elite separation skills should trump size.
Yes.
If you're at a minimum, if you're at 5'10", which is Antonio Brown, Tanner might even be a little shorter, but he has elite separation quickness and skills. You know who else has that is Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr. has elite separation ability. But then there's different types of, like, you know who doesn't really separate? With quickness is DeAndre Hopkins.
No.
But he separates with physicality.
Right.
So that's a different type of thing. Jarvis Landry.
And he's got what you say. You have to have something spectacular. He's got the long arms and he's got the huge hands.
The hands are incredible. His ball skills are going to go down. Well, should go down as some of the best of all time.
Yeah.
His ability to adjust in the air, to get late separation through physicality, to create catch space for himself. As a finisher, his hands are enormous and they're incredibly strong. I mean, so he doesn't have to be, he doesn't have to get wide open. Jarvis Landry, I think, is an interesting case. Jarvis Landry has over 400 catches in 4 years. That's pretty good. He had 112 catches, led the NFL this year. That's pretty good. They're going to get rid of him. He's a free agent. And apparently, I didn't see this fight, Dell, but apparently this fight that they were involved in, him and Kenyon Drake were ejected in the last game. Mm-hmm. Adam Gase just went off on him, said, well, this is the worst I've seen him act in a game. Like, this is his pinnacle, which basically is saying he's been kind of an a-hole before. How about those two wide receivers come out of the same school? Odell Beckham Jr., not exactly the easiest guy to get along with these days, and Jarvis Landry on the same team. Two guys who have been issues for their teams, which I don't think they were at LSU at all. But Jarvis
Landry,
I hadn't
heard anything about them at LSU.
I didn't either. You barely heard anything because they couldn't get the ball.
They never had the ball, so you would think that they would be bitching the
whole
time.
Jarvis can't run, gets a million catches because he knows how to play.
Well, but one of their coaches told me, though, he thought that Jarvis was going to be the better of the two.
Hmm. Odell's the more talented, but right now, I don't know. I got to look because Odell's still really talented. He just, you know. Some of his stuff is overshadowing the play.
Yeah.
And he's known for the iconic catch, but I think he's in the neighborhood of Antonio Brown. When he's right and physically and mentally right, he's spectacular. But Jarvis is more in the DeAndre Hopkins mode of give me a ton of volume and I'll finish it. But he'll be gone, won't he, Dell? Jarvis, Miami Dolphins will let him go.
There was some thought that they would keep him. It kind of turned late in the year where they were going to re-sign him, and then I guess maybe what happened on Sunday might have switched it back. It's just a volatile situation with him. I don't think he's coming back. I would be surprised. But then again, Gase traded
him. Go?
If you're not a good team.
Gase traded Ajayi, and you talk about the guy who else got thrown out. Kenyon Drake's turned into, hey, maybe we should have played him a little bit more. He's pretty good. So it wouldn't surprise me if they decide to trade a slot receiver who had over 100 catches but didn't reach 1,000 yards.
He didn't even get to 1,000 yards?
No, he was like 12 or 18 yards short, and he got thrown out in like the middle of the third quarter.
That's
so he
never
didn't get
good
there.
To lead the league in catches and not have 1,000 yards.
Partly that offense and how they use him. But
what's that?
Well, he's their possession guy.
But you know what? Here's one thing we know is a certainty. When Mike Leach became kind of a pain at Texas Tech, he was eventually gone. Bobby Knight, everybody has an expiration date if you're not like if you're not winning. And that's the thing with Jarvis Landry, or it could be any. I mean, we could go down Houston sports teams. We typically don't see this a lot with Houston sports teams, but if you aren't part of a high-end winning solution – then why mess with somebody who's a pain in the ass?
Yeah.
Like, why even mess with
them? No.
Especially if they're going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah. And by the way, DeAndre Hopkins was the flex wide receiver, first team. Alvin Kamara was second. And Alvin Kamara was pretty damn good, but DeAndre Hopkins had a...
Alvin was, he was considered a flex. I mean, Kamara was considered a flex.
A flex.
I don't even know what position he plays. He's what Reggie Bush was supposed to be.
Yes. Yes, he absolutely.
He's what Reggie was supposed to be. Kick return, touchdown. Receiver, touchdown. Running back, touchdown. Like, that was what Reggie was supposed to be.
Yeah.
They finally
He's
got
more
him.
Of a flex than DeAndre is. DeAndre's a wide
DeAndre's
receiver.
DeAndre's a wide receiver.
Yeah, but they put
That's
him
pro
in
football
flex.
Focus trying to find a spot.
Yeah, find a spot for him to be first team. Gronk was the first team tight end. Hunter Henry, they had second. And then all of the linemen. The only Texan in the pro football focus. First team on either side of the ball was DeAndre Hopkins. All right, 713-780-3776. Got to talk about my bookie again. Look, they want you to go there in a bad way. All right, this is like the seventh time I've talked about my bookie this morning. You know why? Because it's time to get there. Raheel is like loving mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. He's on it all the even when games aren't being played. He's on it to see where he can get an advantage. Political odds?
Everything is on there.
No way.
Yep.
Okay, so are you betting on our president again?
There's odds out there for who really has the biggest nuclear button.
Oh, no way. What about odds out there for impeachment? Is there that?
I'm pretty sure there is.
You can find that?
I can get that for you.
It doesn't matter what you want to bet on. You can bet on it at mybookie.ag. Promo code radio to get they'll match up to your first deposit up to 50% right now. Mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. You'll love the site. You'll love in-game betting. All right. You'll love second half plays. You'll love at 3 minutes left in the game, and I think this team is down and going to win. Give me great odds. All right. I'll do it right here, right now at mybookie.ag. Promo code radio. Get the match of up to 50% of your first deposit. Mybookie.ag.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Del, where he'll join us in about a half an hour right here on ESPN 97.5. Not coming in a minute earlier, doing extra work. That's not happening here, even though he's just sitting here, just not doing anything. Garoppolo, if you don't come to it, they got a franchise. Here's the deal. Is now Kirk Cousins is in. I mean, where do you start with Kirk Cousins? If you're the Redskins, you start at $25 million a year.
No, I got to let him go. You gave him a two-year run at franchise tag. I didn't see enough from him this year to give him that kind of money. He's already made a ton of money from you. You know, I guess the alternative is you got to find a quarterback.
That's the problem.
Well, but
you need a lot of defensive help.
At the end of the day, is he a lot better than Matt Schaub? When Schaub was at his best, is he a lot better than that? Because that whole "I'm afraid of what the alternative is" move,
no, I'm
is
not,
always
I'm not
like,
about that.
You don't want to just overpay guys just because you're going to have to go through some struggles. I don't know, man. I might just let him walk for that amount of money. 60, how much of an impact is he having on winning right now?
Obviously not. He's a 99-55 guy, but the last 2 years. 52 and 25. That's about right on his pace. 52 touchdowns, 25 interceptions.
I think
he's a high percentage.
He's a highly accurate thrower.
Highly accurate, but they don't win. But is that on him?
No, but he doesn't.
They do have a quarterback. How come they're not winning?
Because he doesn't really impact winning. And very few players truly impact winning from the quarterback position. And those players deserve to get paid. If not, you go. Now, what he is you can pay him and you'll have a pretty decent quarterback. You'll have Joe Flacco, where you're paying a crap load of money and you're saying, what exactly are we getting for this money? Like, I understand he's not terrible and he's pretty good, but he's not great. I just think that's a really bad situation.
You could say the same thing about Phillip Rivers, though. I mean, how did
you
he?
Could, but
did
I think Phillip has been able to do a lot over there during his career with bad offensive lines, no running game, average wide receivers, until he got Keenan Allen, and Keenan's been hurt at different times. He was making do with Danny Woodhead, Dontrell Inman. There was some other guy, I can't even remember. Like, every year there's a new fantasy football wide receiver from that team because Rivers finds somebody new and he gets him a bunch of catches over a 3 or 4 week span. I think Phillip Rivers operates.
Williams.
Outside of the talent, he can make other guys, some average guys, better. But I mean, he's kind of limited, and he's far along in his career. Do you think Kirk Cousins just can carry an offense? I've seen Phillip do it before.
Yeah, I've never been a huge Kirk Cousins guy. Here's a problem, and again, when you find your quarterback, though, I think you got to hold on to him. I think they've screwed the pooch on it by not being able to come to a deal, a longer term deal.
Oh yeah,
it
cost themselves
and maybe
way more.
And maybe they this is one of the reasons why we're not winning with him. You know, so why would we commit long term to a guy that we're not sure that we can win?
Here
with?
You are. You paid franchise tag money for two straight years, and now you're going to have to give him a crap load of money if he's quote unquote your quarterback, and you're not even sure if he is or not. Jay Gruden came out and was like, "Yeah, you know, he's okay. We got to get big. He's plays pretty good. You can already hear the hemming and hawing. Yeah. Like, they're not sure either. It's like giving Matthew Stafford a bunch of money.
Well, they did.
I know. And then you just
Well, Matthew Stafford is at least more spectacular. A number one overall pick. He's got a better pedigree. He's got a bigger arm.
At the end of the day, hasn't meant anything.
No, he's gotten you the playoffs, though. I mean, yeah.
How many times has he gotten there?
He's gotten there a couple of times, hasn't he? Once?
Maybe twice. I don't know. That's my whole point. You know what's the worst thing in the world?
Is
to have your quarterback and have to pay a crap load of way above what they perform at. And that's what you have to do. That's what you're going to have to do with Kirk Cousins. That's why if you can draft them and they're really good from the beginning, like we hope Watson is, oh, so much better.
That's my rap against James Harden. I think you're in James Harden purgatory.
You might be.
You're paying a boatload, premier winning money to a guy that doesn't win.
But here's the difference. His performances are MVP caliber, not Kirk Cousins, never Matt Stafford's. James performs at a level that is one of the tops in basketball.
Until it comes to playoff time.
Well, that's like Bagwell.
That's not fair either. That's when it comes to staying alive.
That's like Bagwell Biggio stuff.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
When they were with that's almost, I'm sure there's better, that's the local. I'm sure there's a better national example.
Well, and those are two Hall of Famers, and already Altuve passed them as far as greatest Astro ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true, and it's not even debatable now.
No.
You can't debate it now. It's over. It's dead. I don't care how much you love Craig Biggio. I was a huge Biggio fan. It's doesn't matter, and it's okay.
Well, you
won
it all.
Two Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
It's okay for Biggio to be great, but Altuve to be better. We're talking about Altuve is going to be he's got a chance to be one of the premier hitters of all time. But it takes a long pace for a baseball player to do that. But his pace is incredible. But, you know, you have to have a lot of luck with health.
He's got more hits than Pete Rose at this point.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just Pete played forever.
At this age. As opposed to point. Yep. No, yeah, no question. No, and yeah, I've never been a big Kirk Cousins guy. But you in the NFL, guess what? Kirk Cousins is at least serviceable. If you're going to go, okay, when did the Redskins pick?
Well, he's more than
what's
serviceable,
gonna be,
I think.
Is more than serviceable. And you've got a chance with a rookie to really fail if you're going to go after it now. And by the way, who wants to play for the Redskins? Who's stepping up? Oh, I got to be a Redskin. You know, you got to make the right choice. I was just
he's
reading
never
an article.
Had 30 touchdowns. I mean, this is Matt Schaub. 27 touchdowns, 25 touchdowns, but he throws for a bunch of yards.
4,000 yards. Well, he threw for 800 less this year than last.
Yeah, no, that's true. But he also had 66 fewer pass attempts. So
they've got some good running backs there.
And his yards per attempt was down a little bit.
They got some good running backs.
But, I mean, it's eerily similar. You go look at Matt Schaub's numbers. His yards per attempt were always really good in Gary Kubiak's offense. His completion percentage was good. His touchdowns to interception, Cousins is a little better, you know, 29, 25, 27 the last 3 years, and his interception total 11, 12, 13. You know, it all looks pretty good, and at the end of the day, here you go, 9-7, 8-7, 7-9. Nothing. I mean, nothing.
I was just reading a piece about, thinking
quarterback
about,
record, 26-30.
Thinking about franchise numbers. Jimmy Garoppolo is in a spot now. Well, you want to talk about the driver's seat after winning 5 straight games?
I'll pay. You better pay him now instead of goofing around with all this franchise stuff.
Who would you put your money on?
Between those two?
No. Well, obviously on Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Garoppolo or Goff?
I'm going to go Garoppolo.
Garoppolo.
I like the fact he spent some time in New England, learned under Brady. I like his arm a little better. I would say Garoppolo.
Garoppolo or Deshaun.
He's older. Probably Garoppolo. And I love Deshaun, but I'm not going to sit here and act like two ACL injuries in 5 years doesn't make me nervous. It has to. I'm just not going to pretend like I don't think there's ever any chance that he'll blow out an ACL again. When you have an ACL injury, you're done for the year. So if you have it in week 3, you're done for the year.
Garoppolo or Jameis?
Garoppolo.
Mariota.
Jameis, I would take Deshaun over Jameis and Deshaun over Mariota. Right,
me too.
Who would
Garoppolo
you take?
Or Wentz?
Wentz. Where are you going on all these? Who do you have?
I'm
Garoppolo or Goff?
I'm not sure about
and
Deshaun.
It's not just because
he's
Italian.
I'm not sure about Deshaun. I love Garoppolo because he's Italian.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Garoppolo or Deshaun is a tough one for me.
Garoppolo's got a smaller sample size than Deshaun, so you know it's legitimate to say Deshaun over Garoppolo.
Well, no, because
he only averaged
30
points
too.
A game.
No,
Deshaun,
he in New England too, so you got a little bit bigger size.
Yeah, but how much did he play?
A couple, three, four games.
Yeah,
And five games here, but he turned around a franchise just like Deshaun did, except for well, they were 3-3, thanks to Bill O'Brien. Pedro wants to talk on the radio here on and Jackie asks, well, Dell's not in there to put him up. Jackie asks the question, what if Altuve leaves for free agent dollars?
He ain't leaving.
Oh,
Correa's the one that makes
me
nervous.
Sure?
They're not letting him leave.
Are you sure?
They're not letting him leave.
He might not have any choice.
Yeah.
Maybe
Boris?
Let.
Why do you think he got Boris?
No, I think he's going to get paid by the Astros.
Oh.
He's homegrown. You're not going to pay
Correa.
Anybody?
So's Correa.
Yeah.
Homegrown.
Yeah, but I think there's a better chance of Correa leaving than taking New York money than Altuve leaving. I think Altuve will for sure be an Astro. I don't think that with Dallas Keuchel.
No, I don't think Dallas Keuchel will be back.
And, you know, if there was one guy that you would move, and I hate even saying this because it's we just won a World Series. Why do we have to talk about everyone leaving? But, you know, I think Springer is potentially a guy who if you had to let somebody go, and that sucks.
Well, I think that's because George wants to go because he's pissed. I mean, he's hitting 50 home runs and they don't bring him up. He's like, oh, you know, so I'm not going to be a free agent until I'm 30, 31, 32.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks, organization. Yeah. You didn't mean no favors.
Yep.
Pedro's here. What's up, Pedro?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing, Pedro?
Hey, so my question was, you kind of pretty much touched it, but between the four core, you know, Correa, Springer, Altuve, Bregman, which three you think we'll be able to retain and which one's more likely to be gone? I kind of feel the same way. Springer, I think he's kind of the one that's going to kind of get lost, being that he's from the Northeast area. And one more thing, and I'll hang up and listen. What core players around Biggio and Bagwell did they have that kind of compared to the ones that we have now?
None.
I don't think they ever played with a core like that.
Well, Lance Berkman. They had Lance Berkman in there during that time.
Ken Caminiti.
Ken Caminiti, Lance Berkman. I mean, they had some at different
Moises
times.
Moises Alou?
Moises Alou, yeah. Jeff Kent.
Yeah. I know they had some good players.
Not long-term.
You
like,
don't win.
Berkman
Richard
came up
Hidalgo
when,
was good for a while.
Berkman was like 98, I think. So they had a pretty good run with Lance Berkman.
Yeah.
So I would say Lance Berkman would be one. Of course, Subi. Tony Eusebio, Astro Clipper.
Luis Gonzalez.
Mm-mm.
Not the Luis that turned into a World Series hero.
Not the special Luis Gonzalez.
He had some special
18,
sauce.
They had 18 home run Luis Gonzalez, not 50 home run Luis Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Not the same.
No,
they had some, but not like this. This has a chance to last longer.
It was a Brady Anderson type of
corked bat
renovation he had.
Remember when we used to talk about Brady Anderson's corked bat? That was the big thing. Like, they're corking bats in baseball. Like, guys have five needles sticking out of their necks, legs, arms. They look like heroin junkies.
Corking bats.
They're just so full of juice. And they're like,
baseball is.
The baseball's juiced. The bats are corked. And these guys, like, are stacking Anaball on top of Anadrol and Panadrol and Bananadrol and Quandrol and Epidrol. And they've got all these draws. Just stacked to, you know, like, look how big Barry's face is now. The bat must be juiced.
Look at Ken Senko. Look how strong he is now.
Ken Caminiti ripped the bones. He ripped this. Remember when he ripped his calf off the bone?
Yeah.
Like, he ripped his calf. He's got to do better stretching. He's not stretching properly. I am so full of juice. Yeah, it must be the stretching and the juice balls.
Yeah. It was. It was all of that.
Yeah.
Hard to argue him surpassing lifers Bagwell and Biggio if Boris or Altuve does that. I don't know. I think Altuve right now is the greatest Astro of all time. He won a World Series, something that no one else ever was able to do, and he carried a franchise. So I would I don't know. I think even if he leaves, he's got to, don't forget, it's a couple more years. It's a couple of years away, so he's going to put up that many more numbers.
Yeah, I mean, odds are he's going to have like six straight years of 200 hits.
Luis Gonzalez and Steve Finley were both good with the Astros before they got traded. Yeah, but they weren't what they, Luis Gonzalez anyway, wasn't what he turned into. Mm-mm. Just got bigger and stronger.
Luis Gonzalez was a monster in the middle of the Diamondbacks lineup.
Luis Gonzalez was the cleanup hitter here.
At eight in a dome at like 18 homers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Jeff was obviously much more powerful, but
that was a little different.
Yeah.
All right. Renter's Warehouse is different too. I wish I'd have known about Renter's Warehouse before I sold my house. I wish I'd have known about all that. I'd still be renting it out, still be making money.
Nice
out
job.
Of, well, I didn't know about him. You didn't tell me about him.
Sorry, I thought you just knew.
No, no, I didn't know Rich Drake until just a couple of years ago. And since I met him, it like changed my life, because Renter's Warehouse is changing lives every single day here in the city of Houston. People just, they want to rent. They don't want to commit for whatever reason. They're looking for a nice place to live with a good school system. This is kind of a big deal. In a nice neighbor, decent neighborhood, whatever it is, hey, closer to wherever is good. But here's the deal: is we don't know what the. It's funny, you talk about what people are looking for in a rental house. We don't know, and you're like, well, I'm not sure my house would rent. Why don't you call them and find out? Tell them what area you're in. You give them your zip code. You tell them, you know, your square footage. You tell them, you know, be honest about what kind of shape your house is in. Maybe put a little bit of money into it, and you can make a bunch. And it's ridiculous sometimes how much you can make off of your house. Paying off that mortgage, somebody else paying it off, that's the way people get rich. Mm-hmm. You will continue to own the property while they're paying for it. That's the awesome part. So call 713-224-RENT, 713-224-RENT, renterswarehouse.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Derek Bell, Morgan Ensberg, Billy Spires, Hidalgo, Adam the Glove with Ears, Everett. That's terrible, Mike. That's not something nice. I still say if Keuchel won't sign now, trade him before spring training. Use those prospects plus some to get someone like Archer. Work a three-way if necessary. I wouldn't let any of the core play during a walk year. You know what? Maybe this organization is smarter than it has been in the past, where they just they rewarded guys well past their prime and then had to pay them big bucks and were tied their hands behind their back. Maybe this organization is smarter in that way. Keuchel, to me, is a guy that you can live without. You've been living without him because of his injuries for a while now. I think the rotation is pretty strong. But if you got rid of, and there has been talk of adding an Archer, or there was Arrieta till he signed.
But they're John, man, they're starters. It's just not good enough, because you don't have people who can go multiple innings. You have, by the end of the year, you have Verlander. McCullers hasn't proven to be a seven-inning guy. Nobody. Charlie Morton's not. None of those guys are seven-inning guys.
Well, I think in large part that's because A.J. didn't have much faith in him. A.J. was coming out 4 2/3. You just give up a run, it's a 3-1 game.
But pitch counts got a little high with some of those guys. But
that is true.
Who's the ace that's coming up from minors?
Whitley.
Yeah. That's the guy that's supposed to be the next dude.
Yeah.
So let's see how that goes, because you've got to.
Well, and don't forget, you got Peacock, and I mean, you're loaded. If there's one guy that you can afford, to me, and oh, by the way, if you trade him now to whomever, but you think Boston wouldn't pay for a Keuchel, you can get something. You can actually might be able to get something in return.
Yeah, keep this together as long as you can, though.
Well,
this is a special opportunity.
Yeah, but don't make don't be don't you can't. The Drayton years are over. paying guys well past their prime.
No, no, no. But this is
and like the
Dallas
Texans
Keuchel's
have done.
Not 34.
Brian Cushing, come on.
Yeah, but that's not. But that's not this. That's not this. These guys are way younger. Dallas Keuchel.
Well, but
still,
he's no. But I don't care how old you are. If you're in the last year of your deal,
no, you got to be smart. But I have full faith in this organization. If you think the best general manager in the city,
is
Jeff Luhnow. You got to think that he knows what he's doing on the.
I like to say Luhnow
on the contract front. I say Luhnow. I give him more of a French.
I don't know. Why is he French?
I say Luhnow.
He grew up in Mexico.
French Mexican.
Why are you making him? No, that's Italian.
Oh, no, that's any accent, actually. It's also, remember, it started off as Yao, I think. No, it started off as Carlos. No, it started off as Giovanni Meyer.
It started Italian. Started off as Jeff Aronoff.
No, it started off as Giovanni Meyer when he was drafted.
Yeah. And then it turned
to, look at me.
Yao, it turned to Pablo Prigioni. It turned into everybody.
Yeah. And that's Argentinian. It's
same thing.
It's Mandarin.
I was kind of thrown off when Jeff Luhnow for the first time talked, and he's like, hey, man. Oh, Mexico. I'm like, what? Hold on. Wait.
No, he never talked.
He never talked like that.
I don't know how he talked ever.
Yeah, that was the first time I heard him talk. I was like, wait.
Nope.
This is weird.
That's not what he said one time.
He only had his top button. He only had the top button done on his flannel.
He had some Cortezes on.
That's it. And all the other ones were unbuttoned.
Yeah, and he had his Cortez Nikes on. He was like, what are you doing?
Hey, man. That's not what happened.
Hey.
Anywhere near what happened.
Hey, Cardinals. I see you hacked my system, Cardinals.
He didn't say, hey, Cardinals. He never called them Cardinals.
Hey, Cardinals.
Hey, Cardinals.
Hey, Carnales.
Hey, Cardinals.
Que quiere Carnales.
Like, hey, where's Martin Fox, by the way?
What did our general manager just say?
He said Carnal.
Mira, Carnal, I got something for you on the second round.
You hacked my system? I hacked your brain.
I know you. I know you hacked my system.
I know it was you, puto.
We had seen Giovanni Meyer in the first round.
His password was just password uno, dos, tres. Spelt it out, and Cardinals are like, that's it.
Dale, huevo.
My favorite Jeff Luhnow moment was, I think he was on with, he was on with you at 790, mm-hmm. Lance. And you used him to get a reservation at a... At like the
Peugeot.
Number one. Yeah.
I said, have you ever been there?
I'm going to be over there.
Hey, hook it up for me. Well, I don't know if I can get your reservation. I'm like, just hook it up, Jeff. Peugeot. That's the spot. That was on like a chef's table.
It's like a 6-year wait to get into that restaurant.
Dude, I had swear to God. Luhnow.
Yeah, and Jeff's like, I can find you a prospect, bro. I can't get you into this place.
I'm like, come on, bro. You're from Mexico City. That's your spot.
I might
be
busy running a baseball team.
He's like, I'm one of 75 million. Do you know it's that big?
I know.
I didn't even know that until 2 years ago when Texans in the famous laser pointer game was going to happen. And when I heard about it was going to happen, I was already planning a year in advance. Like, maybe I should make the trip to Mexico City. And then I was like, 75 million people? What? 75 million is it the most populous city in the world?
I think it's
ahead of anything in China, Hong Kong, New York. It's past everything.
I'm seeing 8.8 million
8.8,
Mexico
8.8.
City.
It's not 75 million.
75 million.
8.8. Yeah. No, 75
Somebody
million
lied
is a,
about the...
Is a country.
Wait a minute. Why am I saying 75? No. 75 million is no, that's a continent.
I was going to let him
that's
go.
That's a continent.
No.
I was going to let him go with it, but then...
Can you guys believe there's really 75 million either. People in... All of Latin America, I think.
Can you believe that Mexico has 3 billion people in it?
No. So Mexico City is bigger than New York, yes or no?
New York is at 10, I believe. Let me check. I'm getting it right now. Looking up 8.5 million for New York.
8.81.
So Houston, I saw on the latest thing was 4 million. That seems low. I feel like is that taking everything into account?
Yeah. Have you guys ever sat through rush hour traffic?
Hey, Dad. You are Dad now. You can't make those jokes.
Watch out, Houston. That was a Dad joke.
According to AOL.com.
Okay, that. What do you say, AOL.com? That's automatically false.
Well, it says 2016 population of Mexico City, 21 million. Beijing 21.
What's up with that?
Sao Paulo 21.
What's up
Mumbai,
with it?
Still ain't 75.
Not 75.
Osaka
but
was
it's,
number one.
It's closer than eight.
I'm going to go with Wikipedia.
Yeah,
okay.
You're going to go with Wikipedia.
Population of Mexico.
Oh, yeah, because no one can change anything in Wikipedia.
No, but, it's, but you can fact check it.
Okay, so.
Okay, Shanghai 24 million. Beijing, 21.
So Mexico
has Tokyo, Japan, 38 million, number one.
I'm looking at 8.8.
Yeah, 8.8
for Mexico City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's population.city.
I got 21,157. It's close. 8, 21.
Yeah,
thing.
It appears.
I think they're talking about the surrounding outline, area.
The surrounding 13 million?
Yeah. Well, the TV market.
Oh, you're going TV market.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's how everything is.
Hey, guys, can you please talk about the Giants? This population stuff is...
Yeah, 859 ESPN. That was our population segment.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about the domestic product.
I got one for you. Coming up next.
Yeah, let's do GDP next.
Hold on, I got a question for you. Does this one interest you?
What about your gross national product?
Here's two stories.
That's more important.
Segment two.
Tell me which one of these you like more. Man uses 11,000 worth of coins to pay for a car, or woman diagnosed with Crohn's disease actually had a ketchup packet in her stomach for 6 years.
Hmm.
I want to know where you have to be in life where you don't know you've swallowed a ketchup packet.
Well, maybe she knew. She just didn't think, well, that'll...
It's not really affecting me. I'm fine.
It's going to be okay. Yeah.
It'll pass.
Didn't. No.
Unless you swallow a ketchup packet, you go, I'll let nature do its thing here.
It's plastic. It's not going anywhere, lady.
No. All right.
She had no memory of ingesting a ketchup packet.
Do you think she just didn't? Slid it in her burger and forgot?
I don't know how you forget you have a ketchup packet. Like, how do you swallow an entire ketchup? And it's not going to feel smooth going down, I'm thinking.
This is bad, James. 7 million people, 15 houses. That's wrong.
Why'd you read it if it's so wrong?
I'm going to go work on some drafts.
Because Lance has to save us money.
No, I'm going to go work on some drafts.
No, Lance, tell us
now,
how we save money, Lance.
Hey, all right, BillAdvisor.com. Listen, if you get fired from your job and you still have to pay your bills... You're going to need Bill Advisor. They can help lower those rates for you on bills, especially home insurance, car insurance, home security, internet service, cell phone, home phone, the DirecTV, the satellite packages, the cable packages. All of this is available to you through BillAdvisor.com. And their negotiators will get on the line for you, and they'll make the phone calls, and they'll start to negotiate your rates down. Now, I saved over $2,000 over the course of one calendar year, and they actually went in and got and this is what they do for you. 2, 3, 4 months down the road, they continue to scour your bills, and when they see something change, they're alerted, or when a price goes up, and they'll go in and renegotiate for you again. They actually dropped $14 a month off my internet service because they noticed it went up, and they actually dropped it further than the amount that went up. And that's what they're constantly doing, looking to save you money. Go to the website, BillAdvisor.com, for more information about how you can save on just about every recurring monthly bill you can think of. They'll do all the heavy lifting. You sit back and watch your money fly back into your pocket. Or go to BillAdvisor.com. You can text 3131, text bills, I'm sorry, to 313131. That's bills to 313131, BillAdvisor.com.
ESPN 97.5.